This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, and welcome to the Sword Art Online Alicization War of Underworld After Show. We're talking the mid-season finale, episode 12, Ray of Light, and it is ladies' night. We got two of the best girls in the house. We got Jeremy and Kaylee back again, and now both... Well, we're all together in the same space, sort of. Welcome and thanks for being here.
We're doing our very best.
Yay!
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So how do you feel now that it's the mid-season finale has aired? Start with Jeremy.
Well, I don't know if Kaylee has seen more episodes than I have, but I have not seen any of the episodes after. So I have no idea what's coming next. And though we haven't done the recap yet, that cliffhanger left me very stressed and like, this is where we're gonna stop, and this now we have to wait for forever. So now I have a lot of anxiety. I'm ready to get back to it.
Yeah. Kaylee.
Yeah, big same for me. Like, Asuna finally came in and like, we're like, okay, everything's gonna get better now. And then Alice gets knocked out and taken away, and we're like, oh, that's where we're going to end it. And yeah. I also don't know what's going to happen after this. So I'm like, I hope everything's okay. But we see Sinon come in, and I think it'll be good.
Yes. Definitely ends on a great cliffhanger that's like, wait, oh, that's where we're ending? No.
Yep.
But, you know, that's how they got to do it to us. Also, welcome everybody who is watching live in the live chat. Please feel free to put in your questions. If you're watching it later, comment down below and don't forget to give the video a thumbs up. So yeah, we'll dive right in. So we have the Red Knights just killing everybody. And I do like that the Dark Territory folks were like, wait, aren't you on our side? It's like, no, they don't care.
Yeah.
And then we get Asuna's like, okay, wait, how do we need to do something? And she makes this essentially giant rock wall to separate everybody, but it takes a little bit of a toll. But you know what? Alice is like, I got you. We can do this.
I know. I'm so glad that Alice and Asuna are not at odds anymore, because it's very helpful when we work together.
Yeah. Maybe have your two strongest players get along.
Yeah.
Be good.
That's the lesson here. Like, why can't we all just be friends? We can make a lot more good happen if we're all working together rather than doing a little bit of good, trying to see who can be the most good. Just be all on the same side.
Yeah. Yes. I remember back a couple episodes ago, because they started fighting, and then I think it was that same night they had the slumber party and all the other girls joined in too, and we're like, okay, yeah, this is fine.
Actually, speaking of that, Kaylee, what did you think of the slumber party? I said it's a Kirito harem, but you know. How was that scene for you?
I just thought it was the cutest thing ever, and we really don't see a lot of vulnerability from Alice a lot, and especially the other characters haven't. I think this is the first time really any of the other characters have seen that, because even before, they're just calling her like Miss Knight, and like, they didn't even know how to approach her or like talk to her like a person. So them being able to see that side of her, I think gave them a lot of strength too. So I thought it was so great.
It was one of those, it's funny and sweet and character building, because then they all got to bond more. Though we don't see his sword instructor on the battlefield. So I was like, wait, where did she go? So maybe she'll come back later.
I was going to say, I think there might be a big reveal for what she's been up to. I guess we have to wait on that.
Yes. I hope so. Because when I first saw her, I was like, this is a really cool character. Like, she's Kirito's mentor.
Yeah, because it was so, everybody else kind of, you know where they are and everything, but it's like, wait, we're missing somebody.
Yeah.
We have then another, speaking of another ally, essentially, we get EastCon, which that was a little bit of a fun surprise ally, but makes sense. Totally. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, agreed.
I
love him.
What? So yes. Oh, ditto. Yes. Koi did such a good job.
Oh, my gosh.
And get that eyeball rip out.
So good. So gruesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was so glad that that character gets to that point of going against his programming because he cares so much about his people and seeing them needlessly slaughtered. He's like, wait, no, it does not compute. And he's like, go past that moment. Yay.
That's a great leader to know, like, okay, I'm going to follow orders. And then when I see that the orders need to be amended because I need to protect the people that I'm leading, then I'm going to be a leader and I'm going to change the rules and still carry out the mission. But if they're not protecting us, what are we doing?
Yeah. They could have totally just made him like a meathead character that just wants to fight, but he cared about his people so much.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just love that they did that with the entire Dark Territory in general. Like you really saw how much they're human, or like, even if they're not human, they have souls in the same way. I thought that was a really great way that they handled that.
Yes. Yeah, because pretty much he gets to defy the Emperor, or he gets to. Yeah, he gets to. He makes it so he can. Oh, and that fire jump was so cool. It's so nice to see, like, other abilities in this world, because we get to see the Integrity Knights do a lot of cool stuff. But he essentially is super powered. And so to see him do that with his help from Dompa, I was like, who's that name? But yeah, it's like, let me help you.
It was such a good scene. I loved that.
Because, he's just so driven to help his people. It's like, I don't have the time to waste to shimmy across a rope. I'm going to risk my life to go across. And it's like, oh, he is so cool to make it.
So cool.
And then we have, we're going to get to a couple parts that people are asking in the chat. I'm like, don't worry, we'll get there. We're going through in the order stuff happens, everybody. It's all right. We're going to get there. So Asuna is just doing, and the Knights are doing some major damage to these players. But then there's a moment that a couple people in the chat are like, whoa, what about that moment? How was that arm cutoff scene for Asuna?
So we previewed it because we preview everything in the original track with the Japanese. And I did not see it coming. And I was like, whoa, wait. Whose arm? Because it looked like it was Asuna's, but I know it's not. And he was like, do you want to watch it again? I said, well, yeah, but I mean, who was that Asuna's arm? He was like, yeah, sure was. Did you just close your eyes? And I was like, I mean, maybe.
That's such a Von David way of talking.
That's a natural way to respond. If somebody cuts off your arm, be you an animated character or not, I feel like you close your eyes. That was not pleasant. We had to go through the, usually in a game when your character gets injured, it's like, okay, that's frustrating, but it doesn't actually hurt you. In this game, in this world, that is not the case. So we had to figure out how we could, find the balance of that hurt really bad, but she still has to go take care of business. So it can't be like a complete, the way Sheremy would respond if someone cut off her arm. Sheremy would be like, I'm out. Sorry, Kaylee, you have to take it from here. Asuna still has to go take care of some stuff. So that's where we differ.
We've got a fun joke from the chat here. Oathkeeper Roxas says it was very disarming for all of us.
Love it. I love a good pun.
Actually, on that too, you were saying your reaction for it. For you, and how was it going in as the actor and then the direction of it? Because Asuna is kind of, it hurts because they do mention there is no pain filter, but she's kind of nonchalant about it. Like, it's cool. I'll fix it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's just, from everything that Asuna's been through in the duration of the series, there's got to be I would imagine if I had gone through that much trauma that on some level you go, oh, I got through these other 15 things, this is going to be fine. I just got to power through, and I'm sure adrenaline kicks in. There's also like, well, I'm not going to let this keep me from protecting my boyfriend and all these other people that I love and have. I came here on a mission. I'm not going to let them down because of this. And she's definitely not someone who tries to find an easy way out or tries to play the victim, even in really dire circumstances. So she'll push through. I don't know. I'd like to say I could do that. But if my arm went away, there might be like a moment where I'm like, can I take a minute and a half to grieve this and figure out what's happening? Stop the blood.
We have a couple more puns for you. Yes. David Nguyen says, gotta give Sharmi a hand for her performance.
Thank you. That's so nice. Thank you.
Not a pun, but a good reference. Daniel Fitzpatrick says, Asana is like, it's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, it is. I will say I was at a convention where I cut pretty far into my thumb with a sword.
Ooh.
It was so, and I did use that joke when they're like, oh my gosh, you're bleeding a lot. Is it fine? I said, no, it's just a flesh wound, and no one laughed, and I'm literally bleeding for them. So yeah, that's the closest it came. And I was not as composed as Asana was. I dropped the sword and was like, oh, it's fine. Just bleeding. And it looked like there's blood everywhere. It's great.
Yeah. And then also we touched upon this, but want to reiterate, Chandler says, well, it's not her real arm, so the pain would be there, but it wouldn't be that bad. I understood it as there is no pain filter, so it would feel as if that was real.
Yeah. I think that's how it is in the underworld, at least for the people who go in through the soul translator. Like the American players that come in, I don't think it's the same for them, but it is for.
Yeah. I don't think it is for them. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that she's able to fix it very quickly and is able to get back to business. But I do like that while she's essentially disarmed, Iskan comes over and she's kind of thinking, oh no, this is understandably someone who
would
be a threat to her. This is the end. But it comes to her rescue. I was like, oh, hi, new knight in shining armor.
Uh-huh.
I was like, not that she needs a rest, but
she doesn't. She'd be fine. But it's nice. It's nice to have a little help, you know?
Exactly.
It's nice for someone to lend a helping hand, especially down one.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, Renji in the chat says, hands down, one of Asana's top badass moments.
Yes. Fantastic. Yeah.
But then, you know, we get that reveal where he says, you know, essentially, I'll help you. You help me work out together. And Asana goes, oh, you know, can I trust you? And I do like that. Shaita essentially comes to Iskan's rescue and is like, yes, we can trust him. He's
my favorite ship. I love it so much.
I am so on board with that. Mm-hmm. But also I did not get enough clarity on like, what's the backstory here? How long have you guys known each other? What's the story? What do we not know? Now I'm invested.
I think they have, it's a love at first fight for them.
Heck yeah.
And so I want to see more of them together because I feel they have a definite kinship and bond on similar experiences and similar wants and desires. So
yeah,
let's see more of them, please.
It was so funny because after I figured out that Koi was Iskan, he would just constantly be like, who's playing my wife? I was like, I don't know. I want to know too.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
We get, though, then Alice notices that the Red Knights are heartless, and then I think that helps fuel her to be like, oh, okay. They're just essentially shells. I can get rid of them because, you know, she's not, won't recklessly kill people.
No. So,
yeah.
But her wanting to wipe them out. I'm sorry, Alice. Why you got to go run off by yourself?
I'm angry. No talk.
There are so many of us. Use the buddy system.
I know. Right? I think Alice still has a hard time leaning on other people. She thinks that if she's the reason that people are fighting, that she doesn't really have the right to ask for help, that she has to take care of it herself. So I think that's why she keeps running off, even if it would be taken care of better in a group. I think she's slowly learning, but you know, in a big war zone like this, it's a little hard to just instantly know what to do.
Well, I would imagine also because she is, there's so many stakes on her and the power that she has, that she feels a responsibility of, okay, well then if I don't want to drag anybody else into this terrible situation. If they want me and I'm as strong as I am, I'm just going to handle it by myself. I don't want to endanger anybody else.
Yeah.
Which is admirable. And yet I still say buddy system.
Yeah. She'll learn. She's learning.
She'll learn. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she has the best intention that she goes, okay, I'm going to run to that point. I can do more damage from there. But again, she's not really thinking for herself of running off on her own. And of course, gets snagged by Vecta's dragon. And but hey, go uncle running to the rescue and noticing right away. So yeah, that was nice.
Well, Berkeley's always on it.
Yeah, and some good dad energy.
Yes.
And then we got, and it was nice that Renly had a little bit of a good moment there too of, don't worry, I got this. You go get her.
Yeah.
Stepping up. And I love seeing all of their weapons doing all the cool things that they can do. Cause that's one of those, like, seeing the special shots and attacks is what really makes it exciting versus just like slash slash. You know? Totally. You're like, yay, more. Yeah, everybody's talking about, a lot of people excited with the Shaeta Iskon relationship. Rooting for that. Yes, we do. Then, yes, the pugilists join the fight. And back to, speaking of that moment, I like when they explain what Vecta's plan is and everything. So everybody gets on the same page. I always love those moments where I'm like, oh, good. Now everybody knows the same thing. Thank you. And I like, though, that Iskon kind of says, okay, well, we're essentially free to do what we want. We're going to help you fight. And then Shaeta stays with him and is like, I'm the only one who can cut you. So they're flirting with someone. Like, yes, I am so for this.
I'm on board with that ship. What is their official ship name? Do we know?
Good question.
I think somebody in the chat, they're just doing Shaeta X Iskon. So, sure.
I guess they can decide by the end of the show, the official ship name. And we'll just, we'll set sail.
Yeah. Oathkeeper says Alice still has that knight pride. That makes sense. Yeah, she's like, sure. I knew this.
I mean, especially she kind of like the Alice that we know, all she's really known is being a knight. So I think that's gonna be a little hard to shake. I don't think it's ever gonna quite go away.
Sure.
Yes. Also, I like this point. Mike F. Gonzalez says, I've never seen Berkeley so pissed off.
That's true.
He's
usually like pretty chill. I don't think about it that way because he knows how to get things done, and I've always seen him in a very like commanding place, but it's from a very cool, confident, like at ease, he knows he can handle it. That's the first time I've seen him sort of like come from a startled, angry place.
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Kaylee, we got a couple for Alice in the chat. Alan Gamino says, Alice is our hero this season. And then also a kind of question for you. I'm interested in this one. And sorry if I mispronounce anybody's names. Jacinto Munoz says, Alice still sees herself as some kind of weird puppet who is borrowing the body of the real Alice.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
No, I definitely agree with that. And I think that does have also something to do with why she has a hard time relying on other people, because she feels like she's already taken a life from somebody else. So to do that again would be like, it would just break her, I think.
Thank you.
She's trying to do everything she can with the life that she was given from somebody else. That's a big responsibility and a big burden that she carries for sure.
Yes. And then we have we have Asuna, and the humans kind of go off in pursuit after Alice, but there are many more people that arrive to fight. A couple people pointed out with Renly getting ready to sacrifice himself was a big deal too. Mm-hmm. But Sinon shows up to the rescue and shoots so many. That scene was epic. What was it like for you to see that scene? Jeremy.
Oh, I mean, first of all, just seeing her show up, because when I recorded, I did not get the luxury of seeing the previous episode and knowing that all of the crew was coming back. So that was my first discovery of seeing everybody come back, was when Austin, I was seeing it for the first time. And so when she comes in, makes her big entrance, I was like, is that's Sinon. And Alex was like, do you want to watch it again? I was like, yeah, I got so distracted. I got excited. So I definitely got caught up in the moment. I was very excited that she came back. I mean, yeah, it was a great, great girl power moment. And also when you're in such a desperate, it feels like, which I feel like we've said this a lot, but it felt a lot like the Avengers, like on your left. And she's like, oh my gosh, yay. Which was lovely.
Yeah. Kaylee, how was that scene for you? Seeing that kind of epic, we think maybe all hope's lost, and this essentially angel descends from the heavens is like destruction.
Yeah, I was super excited too. I mean, I've been following the show since I was, I guess, a kid now. So to see these characters come back, and to now, like, these characters that I grew up almost in a way watching come, and I'm part of this now, and to have them come back and join me, hopefully eventually they'll all be together. I'm just like so looking forward to that. Sinon's a great character, and then when I saw Sinon, I'm like, okay, we're gonna see like Lipa soon too, and I guess we're gonna have to wait for that, but I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, and it's almost funny. Yes, it's gonna be a very good reunion. I think it's funny too, because when she arrives, she almost makes a joke of like, oh, I don't really get rapid fire. That's okay. It did.
I'll make do.
It's fine. It will work. And we get the last little kind of things that happen in this episode that are like, whoo, we get Visago and Critter. Visago is caught up on all the things like that's going on and gets standby, and he could go back in, but he can't. He's just gonna be a grunt character. Visago's like, no, I got a plan. And we get the last kind of post-credit scene of him creepily walking down a hallway and smoking. And before that, is so excited in a really creepy way about Asuna and maybe that other person is there. Jeremy, I like that you recoiled a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, we all know how I, as Jeremy, feel about anybody who's like creepy and up to creepy intentions. I just don't handle it well. So yeah, when I watched that, I was very defensive and very concerned for Asuna and everyone else, but I'm a little biased of who I'm most concerned for first, especially since he did mention her by name. So, you know, that is an intended target, which makes me nervous.
And then Kaylee, how about you watching of, you've been a fan and then seeing this creeper going after your buddies?
Yeah, also very uncomfortable. I'm like, it keeps happening. Where are they coming from? whose children are these?
Who hurt you?
For real. Just like, it's just, yeah. Okay, here we go again. Yeah. Maybe we know how to handle it better this time. I don't know.
This is true. So then that's kind of that moment where we're left off at the end. How do you feel with the show if this is where we've left off, and how anxious are you to get ready for the next half?
Oh, Jeremy. Super, super anxious. I mean, we think we're ending with like such an empowering, like the gang's getting back together. Okay. Everything's going to be fine. And then we have that little tiny inkling of danger, as Sword Art likes to do, where you're left with what you thought were high stakes that just keep getting increasingly higher. And now we have to wait for, it's not that long, right? We get at least, I believe, the sub later this month.
I think so, yeah.
I think it's
so. We don't have to wait as long as we have in the past, but still, still not something I can watch next week or tomorrow. So true. Then I have to wait. So that's stressful.
And Kaylee, how do you feel with where we've left off?
Also very anxious because I was passed out the last time you saw me. And like, I don't know what's going to happen. Am I switching places with Kirito now? Am I just going to be in a coma for the rest of the season? Oh. I don't know. Because when I saw the poster, you know, you have this like really badass shot of Asuna and Sinon and Lipa. And then I'm just like kind of passed out on the bottom. I'm like, So who knows? I don't know what's going to happen.
I was looking up online and it was saying just spring, which would be soon.
Okay.
And I know somebody in the chat's probably going to be like, this is the date. But soon. It's definitely not like this summer. It'll probably be within the next couple months. And then hopefully we can have you all in the studio recording that soon.
We'll see. I mean, it's been a very interesting last few weeks.
It's been so crazy behind the scenes trying to figure stuff out.
Yes. And then, I mean, we've been trying to figure out how to create closets and setups that can like be, I guess, studio recording worthy for shows, but because everybody lives in different spaces, even some people's great setups, the sound quality just sounds different from somebody else's studio. So it'll be interesting to see if the engineers that we already taxed so much for their magic can work even more magic to make these sound like they were done in a cohesive place. It's an unprecedented situation that we're kind of finding our way through day by day. I think it changes. So who knows?
We're all having to really work together on it and everyone kind of has to give each other slack and be patient. And I think this community is so great and that everyone's been so willing to work together. Always remember that the engineers are like 80% of the reason that everything sounds amazing, and always thank them.
Yes.
We got from the chat, a couple people said it, but I see it right here. Mason says April 25th. So within this month. So very soon.
Cool.
So that wraps up this mid-season arc. It's been very exciting season episodes and all of that, because I was in explaining Sword Art to people, I'm like, yeah, every season's a little weird because every season has like a mid-season, so one season can kind of feel like 2, 3, or 4.
Yep, totally.
So it keeps going. And how do you feel now of like, what are you most looking forward to doing next season or the next chunk of the season? I mean, you haven't watched it yet, but what do you want something to happen?
Big group fight, big group like final attack kind of powerful thing. I hope to see like even something from like Yuki somehow. I love Yuki, so
that would be so cool.
Yeah.
I want Kirito to be back and out of a coma, and I want Alice to finally get to really make a choice about what she wants for her life. I just really, she's such an empowered character who has kind of been at the will of what other people want her to be. Yeah. And I just want to see her get to make her choice.
Yeah, see that she has like fun. Her own self-worth would be.
Yeah.
Such, that'd be even more powerful than anything she's done, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. A couple of people in the chat asked, have you watched the trailer for part 2 yet?
No, I'm scared.
Okay.
I think I did see it.
You're just like
right to be scared, right?
But also, right, then, yeah, it's exciting. The end's exciting.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I might watch it.
Kind of the other question is, I know it's hard to keep up with reading it as well, but are you going to be watching the Japanese version when that comes out, when it's simulcast?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, now that we've got a lot of time at home, we can be watching stuff during the day. I think I can actually stay up to date with it. In the past, I've caught a couple episodes, and then if things were really busy and I haven't had time, then I've had to miss a couple here and there. But I think now I'll be able to stay up to date and know what I'm walking into whenever we get to record.
Nice.
Kayla. Yeah, same. Definitely. Make a big bowl of popcorn every time it comes out in Crunchyroll. Yeah.
Yay. And then also, any final thoughts on the season, any favorite moments now that they've all happened? What have been some favorite moments or lines for you of your character or other moments? Because I know before when I talked to, I mean, Jeremy, we were kind of at the end of the whole season, but Kaylee, we were at the beginning. So now that it's all been out, what are favorite moments for you, your character or another character, or a favorite line?
One of my favorites from this part was when Alice was so sure she was just gonna kind of like stay back and just kind of nurse Kirito, and then the invasion happens and she just like jumps in like a badass and she takes control and she's like, screw it, I'm gonna take care of all of you, I'm gonna save all of you, and you're gonna listen to me. I thought that was so cool.
Nice. And Jeremy.
I guess newer ones from like the last one or two episodes. I dug the Sinon moment and me getting to know that the crew was coming back together. That was really fun. And I really loved getting to see Koi's character's shift. That was really fun because in the beginning you are led to believe, especially from Asuna's perspective, like these guys are the enemy and she knows not to take any enemy lightly. So when she's left defenseless and he shifts, it was doubly, I think, shocking for her, and way more impactful than, if he had not shifted in such a great way, or if she had not been injured. So it was a really impactful moment that I really liked.
Nice. I thought that was amazing too in Asuna's part, because she just jumps in and she has to adapt to this whole world so quickly. Like within a day she's like fighting and she's dealing with all of this stuff and seeing that like how everyone's soul works, and it's crazy. It's a lot. So
I guess she's had a little bit of knowledge and research going into it on the outside, but I imagine, yeah, it is it's one thing to study it and be book smart on something, and then the application is a completely different situation. So
yeah, to like see that transformation in actual person rather than it just being, you know, data.
Yeah sure.
I'm kind of wondering if Alice could be kind of like Yui later, of still in contact with them as a digital being rather.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. I was like, because I don't know how you would bring her out into the real world. And then I don't know if Underworld can say the same. And thank you for people not getting ahead who've read the books. Because we're only talking about the show. So we will see what happens. Well, we're at the end. Thank you so much for talking about the show. It's been a fun and wild ride.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Anything you want to share that you're working on or promote? And any other final thoughts?
Make sure that you eat good meals and drink lots of water and take care of yourself and be kind to yourself.
Yes, indeed. The water thing is no joke.
Mm-mm.
Water is super important. I have also been finding that, I feel like I have to get so much done with the time that I have. And sometimes the most productive thing that you can do is nothing and just allow yourself to just be. So if you need to just be and rest and relax, please do that. And if that means watching anime or playing video games, then we would love to hear what you think of the stuff that we work on, or tell us what you're playing and watching if we haven't worked on it, so we can jump on board and check it out too.
I agree.
Very cool. Awesome. And then Kaylee, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Kaylee Mills. And yeah, I think pretty much everywhere. YouTube too.
Very cool. And Jeremy, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at Sharamit Lee and on Instagram at CLK Star and on Facebook as well. I think it's just you search Sharamit Lee, but I'm way more active on the other two.
Very cool. Well, again, thank you so, so much. It's been fun to talk with you guys. It went by so fast of this episode and in general too for the season.
Yeah, thanks for making it happen.
Yeah, so fun.
And thank you everybody who watched live and love it. If you watch later too, please comment down below. And thank you everybody who joined us live in the live chat for your questions. And make sure to give the video a thumbs up and subscribe. And then hopefully we'll be back for the next arc with voice actors again. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And also go check out ABTV Anime. That's the Twitter account we have for the anime shows at AfterBuzz. So that's ABTV Anime. Again, thank you so much for joining me, ladies. And we'll see you all next season.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.